On a particularly windy November Friday, dozens of University of Colorado Boulder students and faculty marched across campus to demand one thing: that the university divest from its investments in fossil fuels.
What do we want?
The group leading the march, Fossil Fuel CU, timed this march to take place during the Right Here, Right Now summit, a large climate-focused event co-hosted by CU Boulder and the United Nations. Demonstrators gathered outside the University Memorial Center at noon. Sophomore Fiona Nugent joined the movement in August and helped organize Friday's protest.
We think that the CU administration really needs to make the switch from investing in fossil fuels, coal, oil, and gas, to investing in green energy. There was this petition being written that was going to go to the CU administration saying, hey, could you divest, is the word from fossil fuels. Divest is written on everyone's beanies, as you can see. And I got involved because I knew that's something I wanted to be a part of.
The university has promoted its track record with sustainability and its promise to be carbon neutral by 2050. However, in a written statement published before the event, Chancellor Philip DeStefano and Chief Sustainability Officer Heidi Van Genderen said the issue of divestment of the University of Colorado's financial assets is the responsibility of the university system leadership and the Board of Regents.
We're here because CU is investing in fossil fuels, despite promoting itself as this very green, environmentally focused university. And not only does that go against our values and that, like, really threatens the future of its students, but it's also really a terrible decision economically. Like, solar energy, wind energy, green energy is going to expand exponentially in the next few years, and we think that the CU administration really needs to make the switch.
According to reporting by Colorado Public Radio, the university system has $270 million worth of stock or other investments in fossil fuel companies, which makes up about 5% of its total investments. Among the protesters on Friday were a variety of people in food-themed costumes, including Beth Osnes, a professor of environmental studies and theater at CU Boulder, dressed as a carrot.
I'm super excited. I was attending a lot of the meetings by the students, the fossil-free CU, and really here to support in using costumed and theatrical methods to bring attention to divestment. And the reason I'm a carrot is because some of the top climate solutions involve food, which is reducing food waste and also a plant-based diet. So reminding people that there are like these beautiful, kind of delicious solutions at our disposal, and that we can also be divesting to really reduce our consumption of fossil fuels.
People like Osnes hoped that Friday's march would be a sign to university officials that divesting from fossil fuels is a concrete step they can take to address climate change.
I hope we create the plan to begin divesting. I think we're set up where we have regents who will be supporting it. So I think it's an opportune time for us to really mobilize and make the requests and the challenge to be integral. We're part of this UN conference right now on human rights and climate change. So to really step into our full integrity.
Most importantly, Shaw said, the purpose of Friday's march was to get the word out to campus community members, ensuring they can gain the support she says they need if they want to be successful.
We've been working really hard for the past 5 months or so to get our voice out, help people know who we are, but this, the orange colors, the sights, the sounds, that is hopefully going to really get our message out. And the next step after everyone on campus knows who we are is making sure the administration knows who we are and knows that we want them to do something about this.
There are some signs of progress, and fossil-free CU just might be making inroads to create the change they'd like to see. Ken McConnellog, the CU system's acting vice president for communication, said Regent Leslie Smith met with members of fossil-free CU to describe ways they can advance their cause to the board.
For KGNU, I'm Henry Larson.